That was pretty good. I was like, oh god. Alright, next time. What part is it?
Vayishlach.
So you should be about Vayishlach?
I'm a Vayitze kind of guy.
So Vayitze, so speak of Vayitze.
No, Miketz.
Miketz? Okay. So.
What happens when new people come?
Hey, start talking about Miketz. Okay, Chabra. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Siat Shmaya, Shem Kol Yisrael. Hashem, we have Yeshua Nassim back on our team tonight. And his sweater. Okay, so Siat Shmaya, Kav Jabs Kodesh, Parshas. What do you want? You want a Parshas Mikis? Okay, we'll learn Vayishlach tonight. Right, we'll take it in the middle. Alright, we're coming up to Hanukkah. We have 13 days until Hanukkah. So there's a lot of minyanim again in this Parsha, but just one thing I want to speak about that's a very deep sugya, it's a very real sugya. It's scary to speak about it, but I was thinking something that we have to speak about because it's here. So we know that this week the highlight of this week is the battle of Yaakov versus the Malach, right? That Yaakov overcomes the Saros or Esav, like Rashi says. So anytime you see a battle versus Tov and Ra, Tameh versus Tahor, there's always an Indian of Mila there. Always Kedushas of Bris is always at the forefront of everything. So I was thinking this week, I said, I had to find something. Someone had to say that what? We know it says, Vayiga b'kaf yarech Yaakov, which means that he hit him in the thigh. But it said it has to be that someone says that he hit him in the Bris Mila. It has to be that there's an Indian of Bris Mila there. So Baruch Hashem, Yagati Matzasi. If you look, it says like this, Vayiga b'kaf yarech Yaakov. That's right, Vayiga b'kaf yarecho. This is what it says in the Medras Lekach Tov. Viga b'kaf yercho ze hamila. He hit him in the bris mila. V'chein gezer machus harusha shmach lo yamul es b'neim. That the place that the malach of Esav, that the sash Esav hit Yaakovinu, was dafkin in the place of the bris mila. Kedushas of bris. He quotes at the bottom here, a footnote, says that the reason why is because the malach looked for all possible ways to find that Yaakov was incomplete. And he found that every single part of his body was complete, except he said, you know what, maybe because he married four women, he says, maybe I could attack him there. So he hit Yaakov in the place of the bris mila.
Like him being 84 years old or something.
Could be. Definitely could be. But the nekuda is that we see what? That of course it's a battle at the bris mila. And so Yudarach Remez, we know that after Yaakov overcomes him, yeah? After Yaakov overcomes the malach, the pasuk says this. Vayomer lo Yaakov ye'amer od shimcha ki im Yisrael ki sarisa yem elokim ve'im anashim batucha. So we know he goes from being Yaakov to being Yisrael. So ki im Yisrael is gematria 612, is gematria bris. And also vatuchal, the word vatuchal, if you spell tuchal b'milo, is also gematria bris. Is that the way that Yaakov beat him was what you could say, but derech rem is bris is 612. Is that he beat him with derech bris mila. With kedushas of bris, that's how you overcome Esav. And that's what the struggle for all time is. The all-time battle that Esav is always looking to get us. The Yitzhar is always looking to get us. The number one Nekuda is called Tikkun HaBris. Kedushas HaBris. That's where he's always out to get us. If you look the world around us today, you can't even walk outside anywhere without having to guard your eyes. Can't even go to the Kotel Maharavi anymore. Can't even walk in the hallways of a yeshiva here anymore. You guys are getting kicked out of the yeshiva Monday night because there's girls all over our yeshiva. It's a crazy concept, but it's real. It's a real thing. So for us, the derech to be misgabra over Esav is dafk with kedushas of bris. So now we have to figure out, because if I say, oh, you have to be misakin your bris, what do I do? Taking my klali all day, tzedakah, all those are good. So, covered Chanukah, covered sinyanim. We'll go with derech, one derech, and I think that's a derech called tefillin. Something we do every day that we mamish get very used to doing. Some people, we don't even have any kavan when we do it. We just put it on and we think, you know, we're mesiach dasimit. We don't even... Tefillin becomes nothing to us. But I want to talk about a little bit about the Indian of tefillin, what it represents in our Avodas Hashem. So we know that we're dealing with Yaakov Vinu. So it goes like this. Is that if you look, we have Yaakov, we have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, David. So we have the three basic spheres. Yeah, just this is going to be deep for 1 second, but then we'll bring it back down. It's called Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferes. Right, so it goes like this. That Avraham Avinu represents the Midah of Chesed. He's always giving and giving and giving, so he was the Baal Chesed. Yitzchak is called Pachar Yitzchak. He represents the Midah of Yira, right? And Yaakov is called, he's in between. He's the Bechar Sheba Avos, the chosen one. Yaakov's called Midah of Tiferes. It's a beautiful blend of everything. And that's Yaakov. So Tiferes, if you look, what's the middle letters of the word Tiferes? Pe'er. So what does the Gemara Sukkah say about Pe'er? Pe'er is what? Tefillin. Tefillin's called Pe'er. Right? Gemara and Sukkah. Right? So Tefillin is called Pe'er. That's when Avil doesn't wear Tefillin. Very, very good. On the first day. So you see that what Tiferes is in need of Tefillin, and that's Yaakov's Hamidah. Which means that Yaakov has Sheikhas Tefillin. And you see Sheikhas with Yaakov and Tefillin. So the question is, though, what's the Sheikhas of Tefillin and Kedushas HaBris? What does that do with each other? So just up here, Remez, I'll tell you a cool Remez first, is that we know that we wear the Tefillin on our arm. If you look, the halacha is, you wear a Tefillin, you bend it a little bit towards your lave. Like, the Tefillin on your arm corresponds to your lave, right? And the Tefillin on your rosh corresponds to your moch, to your rosh. So if you take the Gemach, you have Tefillin, which is 580, plus lave, right, which is connective. So Tefillin plus lave is Gematria Bris, 612. And we said before, and then if you take Tefillin plus Rosh, is Gematria 1,081, is Gematria Tferes. See right there also, I'll pee that. Tefillin Lev is Gematria Bris, and Tefillin Rosh is Gematria Tferes, which is Yaakov. That's just a period of Daruch Remez. Now we're going to go now. So, if you look in the Gemara Sukkah, and that Tefillin Rosh, Gematria 1,081, is Gematria Tferes, which is the Midah of Yaakov. You go to Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Chav Vav Amud Beis, going on to Chav Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. It says, Tanin Amihachi at the bottom, last line. Tanin Amihachi, Hayashim B'Tfilin V'Roa Keri Ochez Bertzua, is that a person who's wearing Tfilin and sees Keri, right? Ochez Bertzua, should take the Ritzua. So Rashi says there, why? Tzarech L'Salko Merosho B'Ora Keri Lav. So you have to remove your tefillin as long as carries on you. Now what carry represents, we'll get to in a second, what carry represents. But if you look here also, it says, on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Hayadim La'olam Chotzin Ve'inam Nichim Ben Shiragil B'Tumma. Lema, Kasav Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds, Bal Keri Asr La'nich Tefillin. That a Bal Keri is Asr to wear tefillin. Okay, so you see that what? So what does carry represent? What carry is, the person who has, as we call it, a person, it's called a wet dream. The person that's carry, that represents Pagam HaBris. Right? The person wakes up, that he's carry in the morning, it doesn't just stam come. It's because you had bad machshavos, you were thinking of bad things, you saw bad things. It comes from an Indian of what? Of Pagam HaBris. And what do you see? That a person who has carry is usher to wear tefillin. That's what it's saying here. That's a havamin at least. That what? You can't wear tefillin if you have carry. So what's carry? So you look, it says in Sefer Devarim about a malik. It says, Asher karcha baderech. Right, so what does it mean, Asher karcha baderech? So if you get Rashi there, Rashi says, what do you mean, Asher karcha baderech? It says, karcha lashon carry. Is that what? That's a malik's whole nekudah. It says they took the bris milas and threw them up in the air. Is that a malik's whole nekudah? Is that they try to be pogim you in carry. Asher karcha baderech. That's the whole thing. They try to come to you with that. Carry. So if you know, what's one of the nekudas we say on Purim? Hey, it's a pasuk in the Megillah. We say every Motzei Shabbos and Avdalah. Laihudim haisa, nu. Oro v'simcha v'sasim yikar. Yeah? So yakar, so it goes like this. The Gemara Megillah says, Laihudim haisa ora, ora zu Torah. Sason, laihudim haisa ora v'simcha. Simcha zu Yom Tov and Shabbos. Sason zu mila. Yakar zu tefillin. Yakar represents tefillin. So now if you take the word carry and you mix up the letters, what do you get? Yakar. Is that what's the whole nekuda of Purim? It's v'nahapochu. You have to mess things around. Is that a malik tries to get you in carry. So how do you fight that carry? How do you fight that careerist? With your tefillin. That tefillin is what stands up for the carry. Right? With the kedusha of tefillin. Where else do we see sheikhs of tefillin with carry? With Kiddush Sabris, is that if you look, there are a couple of letters that come up on when we're in tefillin, that we make some letters. If you look, when you wrap on your hand, what do you have? You make a shin. Also, you have shins on your batim. So it's a shin. Right, if you look at the knot on the back over here, is a dalid. right? And if you look, oh, if you look over here, this is a yud.
Right.
So you have shin, dalet, and yud.
Some people make a dalet too.
Yeah, some people, yeah, yeah, right?
I make my yud on my
right. Right. So, but you definitely have, you have a shin, you have a dalet, and a yud. So what's that? That's the shame, shin dalet yud. Hashem's name Shakai. So in Kabbalah, Shakai represents the midah of Yesod, represents the midah of Bris. But even more so, the Baal Turim says at the end of the Parsha, it says when Hashem calls Yaakov Yisrael, it says, pray Reve. Hey, go have kids, because you're supposed to have Binyamin. So if you take Shakai B'miloi, right? So you take Shin B'miloi is Yud Nun, Dalet B'miloi is Lamed Taf, Yud B'miloi is Vav Dalet, it's Gematria 500, it's Gematria exactly Pru Revu, which is represents Kedushas HaBris, Pru Revu. That what Shakai represents Kedushas HaBris, Mila B'Kedusha. So that's why Dafka, on your tefillin, all of a sudden, what? Why are you making the shame Shakai? Because exactly what tefillin represents. It represents the what? Kedushas HaBris. It represents that I'm a Kaddish myself. Right? Even further, if you look, something fascinating. If you look in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? It says, what's the length that your tefillin straps have to be from your shel rosh? Yeah? So he says like this. It says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. Shir Rochav Haratuas, Bein Shel Rosh, Bein Shel Yad, Lo Pachos Me'orach Se'ora. V'shir, so that's the that's the width of it. V'shir Arkan, what about the length? How far down does it have to be? Listen to this, cover, it's unbelievable. Shel Rosh Mi'aminu Smol, Ara Tabur, Olma Menu Me'at. He says what? That the straps have to go down to your belly button. V'yesh Omrim, D'shel Tzad Yamin, Tagia Ad Hamila. Is that what? That your right one should be a little long left, that it should go down to the Mila. And you should make sure that your strap your tefillin goes down to the Mila. Why? Again, to remind you that what? That tefillin is supposed to be Rames to me, Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas HaMila. Right? When we say tefillin, we say Ukshartem Osayadecha, which means that what? You have a kesher with Hashem. So Bris doesn't just mean that I have a Bris Mila on my 8th day, that's it. What a Bris represents is that I'm faithful to Hashem. Right? When a person's married to his wife, yeah? Now, is it just when you're with your wife that you're good with her, but on the outside you go around looking at all the women in the street? No, that's not Kedushas HaBris. That's the biggest pagam on Bris itself, because you're lying. So too is that with Hashem. It's not just talking about that I have a Bris Mila, it's that my whole life, that what my eyes stay on Kedusha, that what I listen to, I don't speak Lashon Hara. What I listen to, I don't take in Lashon Hara. Right? Eat the Kedusha. Right? That's what Kedushas HaBris represents. And dafka with tefillin, that what? It goes down to your meal. To merames to you, that what? Remember, Kedushas HaBris. We know that it goes like this. Is that a person always has to have two osios on him. Right, for example, Shabbos. Shabbos is called an os. Right, we say B'shem Bnei Yisrael, Shabbos Has, Shabbos Tor Sam Brislam, Bein Yuvei Bnei Yisrael, Os Yilam. So if you take our shtevos of Bnei Yisrael, Os He, what do you get? Bnei is Bez, Yisrael is Yud, Os is Aleph, He is Hey. Make sure you understand, it's Bia. So Bia also represents Kedushas HaBris. And Daf, what do we say? We say an os. Why? What's called an os? So we know that Bris is an os, and Shabbos is an os. So what about when it's not Shabbos? What's that os? So that's called Tefillin. Tefillin's also an os. Right? Ukshatam le'os ayadecha. That what? That Tefillin and Bris go together. We always need two osios on us. So what do we have? When we have Bris, we wear Tefillin. Why? Because they're one thing together. They represent, it's an os. It represents our kesher with Hashem, exactly in Tefillin. Both Mila and Tefillin, exactly that. Even in Halacha, if you look, by a Bris Mila. Yeah, by a Bris Mila. Okay? So let's say you do a Bris Mila after davening. So now if you go to a modern Orthodox place, you see the second davening ends, even in Yeshiva here, the second davening, everyone runs to take off their Tefillin. Right? This is what he says by a Bris Mila. Ein nachlots as a tefillin ad achak tushas of altzion. Right, you shouldn't take off your tefillin until after altzion. K'shomi hiratzon shnimshach gecha. Uvmakom shenogim shebiyom kriya sefer Torah. Ein machzir sefer Torah ad achak tushas of altzion. Ein chotzin as tefillin ad shiachzir sefer Torah. Fine, so you shouldn't take off your tefillin until after you put away the Torah. Uviyom sheish mila. And a day when there's a bris mila in shul. Ein nachlots ad achar mila. Don't take off your tefillin until after the bris mila. Why? Again, because you see that tefillin and milah go together, is that they represent the same inyan. They represent tefillin represents kedusha bris. It's one with milah. It helps us to maintain our kedusha. So it's actually very interesting because if you look at Yaakov Vinu, basically, Svarim say that everything that Lavan tried to do to Yaakov Vinu and that Esav tried to do to Yaakov Vinu was just to make him have carry, right? If you look, you ever realize this? That Yaakov doesn't sleep for 22 years? He doesn't sleep for 14 years, Shem Aver, and then he doesn't sleep for 22 years by Lavan. What's the pshat? Why isn't he sleeping? So you know why he's not sleeping? Svarim bring down, or I heard from Rumsin, the reason Yaakov didn't sleep, why? Is because he did not want to see carry. That's why Yaakov's called Mitaso Shlema. His kids are perfect. It says Avram had what? Not to say that they were pogim bris chas v'sham, but it says that Yaakov was so careful with it that what he didn't sleep for 22 years, why? Just so he wouldn't see Keri. So Yaakov also represents this Indian also of tefillin. Is what to not have become a Keri. It's exactly what Yaakov's trying to pull off. Everything that he does. So now we just built up a nice yisod that what? We see that tefillin goes together with the Kedushas of Bris. So what about the Zman now? And we see that Dafka, from the beginning of the Parsha, what Esav, the Malach of Esav, tries to pull Game Yaakov in, we said what? Zeh Amila. He tries to hit him in the Bris Mila. So now we're coming to Chanukah. So we know that it says that Yavon made Gezeros on three things. If you look at the beginning of the Parsha, I heard this from Rav Judah Michel, I spoke to you guys today. The beginning of the Parsha says what? Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So does Rashi say, Malachim? Mamish. It says Malachim Mamish. So I heard from Judah. Judah says that what does it mean Malachim Mamish? Is that he sent those Malachim ahead of him. He sent them for the time of Chanukah. Why? Because the Greeks were gozer on three things. There was a gozer on Moed, right? Rosh Chodesh. There were gozer on Mila, and there were gozer on Shabbos. So if you take the Rosh Tevos of Moed is Mem, Mila is Mem, Shabbos is Shin. What does it spell? Mamish. So Malachim Mamish is that what? He's goes there that they made a decree that you're not allowed to keep Rosh Chodesh, not allowed to keep Mila, and not allowed to keep Shabbos. See, what were the Yivanim goes around? On Mila. Dafka on Bris Mila, they were goes around. So let's go to the Orgid Aleo for a second. Listen to what the Orgid Aleo says. Grab it. So it's on page 60 of the Orgid Aleo. It's on the Yoni Chanukah. Something mamish awesome. He says, Elu gimel dvarim isa besvarim shem nekram os. Shabbos mila yadu lechol shu os. Vegam etzel chodesh ksiv latse la'asas l'modim. So we see that what? Mila, Shabbos, and also Rosh Chodesh are shaykh to os. So what are you missing? What about tefillin? Where do we see that there goes or anything on tefillin? Va'perish ba'osu gamken shu mora al skarvas b'nei sal Hashem isbarach. What an os represents is that I'm making os with you. That means that what? We're making something that connects us, right? With these three things, with Mila, Moed, and Shabbos, it represents that what? That we're different than the rest of the Gaim. And that what? We're holding above the world of Teva. So too is it with Tefillin. What Tefillin represents, it says when you wear Tefillin, the whole world sees that what? Hashem's on you. Right? They say that Hashem's a part of you. Because with tefillin, what tefillin represents, that shows the difference in us and the rest of the world. That's why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos ba'atzma os. V'aydei Shabbos nisbar Hashem, Hashem nikra lecha. Levatel gimel osios, ha'ilu gazer Yivanim. So all the Yivanim want to do was what? To mevatel anything with an os. That also it goes on tefillin. Why? Because the whole yeshita of the Yavanim was that what? You could be a Jew. You can learn Torah, but you can't look like a Jew. You have to do what we do. You can learn Talmud, but it has to be a Talmud textbook. Like we always say, there's no difference between science, math, and Talmud. The whole yeshita is what? There's no difference between us and the Goyim. But what represents us between the Goyim is Shabbos, it's Mila, it's Moed, and it's also tefillin. Tefillin separates us. Why? Because tefillin is also the Malam Neteva. Is that what does that mean? Why? Because ukshartem os, it becomes connect to Hashem when you wear tefillin, which takes you l'malam neteva, and exactly that's what Yavon wanted to go against. So it's very interesting because if you look, one of the things that Yavon made Klai Yisrael do, it says Kisu lachem al keren ashor. They said you have to go right on the horns of a shore of an ox. Ein lachem chelek be'el keisra. You don't have a chelek in el keisra. Right? So question is, why of all things, why not say go right on a pamphlet, go right in your mailbox, go right on a donkey? Why dafka right on a shore? Any ideas? Some people say because chayda egel. Okay. Anything else? Why dafka is shore? Just up here, what we're saying is, what's the tefillin made out of? Made from the leather of a shore. It's made from a shore. So up here, what we're saying here is that what? Kisvu akaren ashor she'in lachem chelek be'elkei Yisrael. Right dafka on a shore, which represents tefillin, that what? You don't have any shaykhah to Hashem. Dafka, they attack the native tefillin. Dafka from the leather of a shore is what tefillin comes from. Again, to attack the thing that what? You can't be a Jew. You can't be mavdil yourself. You have to be like the rest of us, that there's nothing special about Klal Yisrael. Where do we wear tefillin?
Where?
Kshartam le'osaydecha, v'ayu tatfos, beinenecha. Let me ask a question. Do you wear it beinenecha? You wear it over here. So why is it telling me beinenecha? No? Yeah, but so why would it say? Just say, okay, put it on your forehead.
But it really is between.
Oh, very good, because it's between there, very good. But the Maisa, the tzedukim, you know where they wear tefillin? They wear it here. They wear it right here. So the question is, what? It should maybe be a little bit clearer and say there. So again, just al pi remez, what we could say is that dafka beinenecha. Why beinenecha? Why tefillin? Why does tefillin shech teinayim? Velo sasuru acharei levavchem acharei nechem asher atem zonim. What is zonim? Zonim is lashem zona. What dafka lo su acharei levavchem veacharei einechem? Because what? When a person does have kedusha sinayim, you go to zonim. You go to pagama bris. Got the tefillin are connected to our eyes. Why? To remind us that what? Even though it's up here, hold on, where are your eyes going to? Make sure that your eyes are focused on Kedusha. If there's any time of the year that's focused on the eyes more than any other time, what time would that be? I was maybe thinking more like, I don't know, Sunday? Kidding. Right? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is all, you know, imagine that. Like, I was actually thinking more like Pesach Sheni. Right? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a time, what? It's all about the Einayim. Brings a kedusha tonight. The whole Indian of Hanukkah is what? Ella, it says, ain rishus leishtamish b'hem. You're not allowed to get any rishus. You're not allowed to use the menorah at all. That's why we have a shamish. The what? That we don't benefit from the or the neros. Ain lanu rishus leishtamish b'hem. Ella, they're osam bilvad. You're only allowed to look at them, because the whole Indian of Hanukkah is kedusha tonight. Exactly what the tefillin are representing. Obviously, you don't wear it between your naim, because it represents something higher than that. It represents kedusha tonight. To see be kedusha. That the whole Shita of Yavan was what? Everything that, what does Mila represent? How many days are there? When do you get a bris Mila? Eighth day. Represents L'mam Reteva. What does Rosh Chodesh represent? Very good. What does Rosh Chodesh represent? Rosh Chodesh represent, we're in control of time. L'mam Reteva. What does Shabbos represent? Shabbos represents everything. We get into Shabbos, we'll be here till Mamish next year. But Shabbos represents also Me'in Olam Haba. L'mam Reteva. So everything that Yavan was Gozer on was that? You cannot be L'mam Reteva. So like we said before, from Moshe Aaron just said it. How many days there of Mila? 8 days. How many days there of Hanukkah? 8 days. Why? Because they go together. They're one thing. I would love to see somewhere that says that how many, like, something with tefillin. If you find me tefillin, 8, that'd be good also. But the whole sheet.
The four passages.
Ah, very good. There you go. 8 and tefillin. Thank you. Moshe Aaron. Oh, some people do wrap it 8 times. That's right. Some Chabad does it 8 times?
I do like three.
Well, actually, Yeshua Nussin's Nakvi, he wears it for 8 hours straight. Mm. Yeah? Yeah? So, Nakuda, what? Everything that ever goes on was just that what? You cannot be Lamal Mateva. So, what does Mila represent? Mila represents everything Lamal Mateva. Right? So, Shemayim represents Lamal Mateva, right? And Arts represents Lamat Mateva. So, the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim also, I heard this from Rubensin in Batum quotes it also. Pasuk says, Mi Yale Lanu Ashemayim. Who's going to come up to Shemayim? Who's going to go above? So, whether Ashtevos of me is Mem, yeah, who's counting? Yale is Yud. Lanu is Lamid. Hashemayim is Hey, Mila. That what with Mila takes you up to Shemayim. It takes you to Lamal Menateva. And everything that you ever want to do is a what? You can't go to Lamal Menateva. You have to be Dafkin below here. You have to be in Teva.
Avram is waiting by the gates of Gehenna, bringing up anybody.
Oh, by their Mila. Very good. Right? The Mila is exactly what it represents. Hey, Rav Nachman says the by the Peis. Peis is also...
Yeah. That's why
you got Peis.
I don't have to be grabbed by the Mila.
So what? So by Mila... Yeah, that, I heard that before. Right? It's very good. Because Dafka, we'll say it after. You say it after. Right? You'll announce it in the yeshiva. Right? Because with Mila is what takes you above Teva. Takes you above the Shita of Yavan. So if you look in Halacha, there's three basic kavanos you have before you put on your tefillin, right? So one of the kavanos is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichli Yitzias Mitzrayim. Another one is Torah Hashem Beficha, that what? That Torah Hashem is in my mouth itself. And another one is that you're being mishtabed, you're guf to your neshama. Then your neshama overpowers your guf. But dafka, but Torah Hashem Beficha. Why? Because the whole union of tefillin, it's made out of behema. Like we said this week's Parsha, right? The Zerah Kodesh has a remez. It says that Yaakov, the name Yaakov, represents Ekev. Ekev means the low things in this world, right? The Gashmiistic things. It says meaning what? That what do you wear your tzitzis? What tzitzis made out of?
Wool.
Made out of wool from an animal. What's tefillin made out of? It's made out of animal. To what? To go and be mekadesh the physicality. To go and be mekadesh the guf. So everything tefillin represents is what? To show you that even in what's physical, you can go be mekadesh that. That's what it's all about. To be mekadesh the guf. So like we said before, that Chanukah, if you take Chanukah by gematria, how much is gematria Chanukah? It's one less than 90. 89, very good. So Chanukah is gematria 89. You know what's gematria 89? Guf. Guf's also 89. Why? Because Chanukah comes and lights up the guf. To show that even things within my guf is what? Is lichtig. That what's the most physical part of a person's body? The bris mila. That's where all taivas come from, is bris mila. But dafka Chanukah comes to be mekadesh that. 8 days of Chanukah connected 8 days of mila. What? To mekadesh guf. To mekadesh mila. Like Nachman says, when a person works on Kedushas of bris, which represents Kedushas in Naim, Kedushas as Naim, how I hang out with my chevra, right? My taivas, what I think about. When a person mekadesh is mila, your whole entire metzias becomes kadosh. That who's called the tzaddik? Yosef HaTzaddik. Why? Because he was dafka, he was mizgaber and yoni mila. Boom, that earns him to be a tzaddik. Dafka then, that's what earns you to be a tzaddik. So if you take mila, right, it says lahadik ner Chanukah, to go and light the ner of Chanukah. Right, so if you take mila b'miloi, so mem is mem, 80. Yud is yud vav dalad, 20, gives you 100. Lamid is lamid mem dalad, 174. Hey aleph is 6, what do you get? 180, it's gematria lahadik. That mila b'milo is gematria lahadik. Means that what? That I have to light up the mila. That the bris mila should be full of chias. Right? It should be mamish, be an ever chai. Not just talking about physically, spiritually. That what? My whole matzias shines. When a person has kedushas of bris, your whole being is upbeat. It brings you an aura. To light up your mila. If you look with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? In Parsha Shemos. When Moshe Rabbeinu is born, what does the pasuk say? It says, Vatera oso ki tovu. It says, they saw him that he was good. So what does it mean that he was good? So they get Rashi on the spot. Rashi says, what does it mean that ki tovu, that he was good? First of all, it says that tzaddik nikar tov, that tzaddik is called tov. That's why Moshe's name was Tuvia. Right? Moshe had 10 names. One of them was Avigdor, one of them was Tuvia. Right? So Vatera oso ki tov. So what does Rashi say at Vatera oso ki tov? So what? That when he was born, he was born with a bris mila. And because he's born into the bris mila, the whole bias lit up with or. And that's what I mean, vateir so kitov. That what? You see that what's the shaykh of mila? It's shaykh the or. That when there's mila, that represents or. When there's bris mila, when there's kedushas of bris, that represents that there's or coming into the world. So I'll tell you an awesome remez, okay? Ready? Write this down. If you take or bimila, okay? Or bimila, so aleph is aleph lamed pei, is 111. Vav is vav, is 12. And Resh is Resh Yud Shin, it's 510. So you get gematria 633. Okay? So that's Or B'mila, 633. Okay? 633. So now, I want you to take Ches. Ches is Ches Tav, it's 408. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, it's 106. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, it's 13. Kaf is Chaf Pei, it's 100. And Hey is Hey Aleph, is 6. That's Chanukah of Miloy. So Chanukah of Miloy also is also the gematria exactly 633. Chaf is 100. right? So what does it represent? That or, b'miloy, the shleimus of or is also gematria Chanukah. So what the Chanukah is that time of an or comes to the world. But it's not just a stump or, oh, you light up a nice light, very nice. It's the or of Pnimius. It's the or of Mila. 8 days represent the or of Mila. It's Yosef HaTzadik's time. That what? That's why we say, if you take the gematria of Yosef, Yaakov Yosef. Right? Yaakov Yosef. So Yaakov Yosef is gematria near Chanukah. That Yosef, the Shita of Beis Hillel, is what? Mosif HaHolich. You're Mosif, which is Lashon Yosef, and Holich, and you go. It's a whole time, Kedushas HaBris. All the partials, like you said, we said, Chevra, what do you want to speak about? What partial do you want to speak about before? You want about Yigash and Meket. So we'll speak about Meket. They're all about Yosef HaTzadik. And that's Dafka, the partials by Chanukah. Why? To remind you that Chanukah is a time, Kedushas HaBris. That's exactly what it's about. So just to say, Al Pi Remez, again, I can't say that this is for sure, but maybe we could say Al Pi Remez, is that the Nekuda is that right when a Jew gets a Bris Mila, what happens? Is that you go from being Choshech to, oh, it lights up. It's the same thing when you go and light the Neir's Chanukah. Until that point, it's dark. When you light it up, boom, it lights up. It's the same thing as Mila. When a Jew is shining with the Bris Mila, it shines out. It shines out to the rest of the world. It's the Kaddish, your whole being. It's exactly what Neir Chanukah is all about. Exactly what we're trying to do. It's what to mekanish ourselves. That Yavin's whole shita is what? Is all about Pagama Bris. Everything about them is what? Everything's physical, physical, physical. And it's known that the philosophers of Yavin, of Athens, of Greece, they're what? They were the biggest Pogme Bris. Arayos like crazy. But that's not a Yid. A Yid represents what? Kedusha. Represents Yaakov Vinu. Yaakov Vinu, who never saw carrying his life. And that's the need of tefillin. Well, Chevra, we have to mechazik ourselves when we're tefillin. Not just to put it on like we do all the time, okay? To put it on Bikidusha. Think about what I'm doing this right now, I'm tapping into Bris. Think about why do my straps go to my Mila? To remind me Kedusha Bris. When I kiss my tefillin, kshatam nos alidecha, my tefillin's bein necha. To think about it, what does that mean, bein necha? What mechazik my inayim? There is kshatam os, that what? Kesher. Like the Sefer Shari Ora says, kshatam os. That what? I'm making a kesher through this os of tefillin, I'm making a kesher with Hashem. It's not just a small thing. It's huge. And that's exactly what Esav tries to attack Yaakov on. That what? Daft in the area of Mila. Tries to hit him in the Mila. But we know Yaakov is victorious. Then so becomes Yisrael. So we have to know we're always in a state of battle like that. And just to finish, with one Torah, pass me the Zerah Kodesh. Mamish, a two-line idea that he says very nicely. He says, at the end of Parz Vayishlach, on the Lekutim of Vayishlach, listen what he says. He says, Hatzileni na miyadachi. Right? When Yaakov puts in the tefillah, first of all, Hatzileni na miyad is Rosh Teva's Haman. Okay, not for now, for another time. But he says, when he davens for this, he said over a big tefillah. So listen to what the rapture says. Hatzileni na miyadachi bevadai. Haya machshevaso az lispalo gamalenu. Yaakov wasn't just davening for himself. He's davening for all of us. Utfilaso haysan nitzchis. His tefillah is eternal. It's for all time. That he's davening for us what? For what? To have atzach and kedushas habris. Because that's what Esav attacks him on. That's what the malach of Esav, who's the Yetzer, that's what he attacks on most. In davken areas of bris. So chevru, we have to mechazik ourselves in kedushas habris. In tefillin, to wear tefillin with kedusha. To be mekabel with days of chanuk with kedusha. And also always realize that what every week you have Shabbos Kodesh, which is that os. To mechazik our Shabbos Kodesh. The kaddish Shabbos Kodesh. And mizoch latte, Yom Shkul Shabbos Menucha, Chalim, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.